Welcome to the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. We're just reflecting on the meetings that we've had with finance professionals over the last week. Simon, you were talking to the CFOs of very large companies at a meeting at the Tower Club, and I'll reflect shortly on the meetup that we had with the smaller medium enterprise owners and their payment experiences. So what happened at the Tower Club?
Well, we were talking about the end of quantitative easing, QE as it's sometimes called.
Gosh, that sounds exciting.
Well, one of the impacts of quantitative easing is to make huge amounts of cash freely available so that corporations of all sizes, big corporations can float corporate bonds at relatively low interest rates. Smaller companies can borrow money that really arises from the same process of quantitative easing through other means, like by factoring or whatever. And there's been a huge growth in that kind of borrowing all across the world, but particularly in Singapore. And part of the reason for that is it's actually easier to borrow money at low interest than it is to fix things like how much inventory you carry, when your customers pay you, and stuff like that.
Okay, so what happened at the CFO meeting at the Tower Club?
Well, so we talked about what happens when the tide goes out. You know, as Warren Buffett says, tide goes out, you find out who's wearing a bathing suit or not.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, a lot of companies aren't wearing, maybe demonstrated to be not wearing a bathing suit. And there were a couple of guys there that looked rather pleased with themselves because they said, yes, QE is coming to an end. Money's going to get harder to get. Interest rates are going to go up. So we have been really tightening up on our receivables, on our inventories. And there were other companies there that looked somewhat less comfortable with the notion that they would not be able to borrow money at very low interest rates in large amounts.
How many CFOs were at this meeting?
A dozen.
Okay, and all representing very large companies?
Yes, German, Latin American, French, American. A good cross-section of industries. Senior guys representing companies with operations in many, many countries in Asia. Yeah.
To what extent were they tightening up the balance sheets, as you put it, by getting the money in the door faster?
It's axiomatic, you know, that people never do these things until it's too late. You and I have talked about risk management hundreds of times. I mean, only a minority in the room had already thought about doing this.
Right.
That's the interesting thing. I mean, however much you talk about this, and you know we talk about it a lot, companies very often don't deal with these huge risks that appear to us to be self-evident until it's too late. But the ones that talked about having done it have done things like look at customer terms, look at engineering order to cash to ensure that customers pay them as far as possible on time, and overall and above all have worked at reducing their net borrowings because the anticipation is money will be harder to get and it'll cost more.
Right. And so what was the outcome of the meeting? As you all parted ways after your canapes and shrimp?
Well, it's difficult to know what governments are going to do because whilst in theory quantitative easing should come to an end, in order for that to happen, there has to be political will for it to happen. And the general perception is that the health of the global economy simply isn't strong enough for governments, be they European governments or the American government, who are the two principal perpetrators when it comes to releasing all this cash. Economic conditions are really not robust enough for them to do this.
But yet it's happening, right?
Well,
and the expectations for the Fed
interest rates have gone up a little bit. You know, there's an attempt to rein in quantitative easing. Quite a lot of bonds are not being rolled over. So it's happening. The extent to which it will be allowed to happen, or the extent to which, if it seems to be damaging economic growth, it will be rolled back again. You know, are up for grabs. It's never a bad time to start taking working capital seriously. Working capital is the fungible bit of your capital. You can't do much to change your fixed assets, but you can do quite a lot around when you get paid, how much inventory you have, and so on and so forth. And now is a very good time, particularly given how easy it's been for the last decade or so, to start taking this seriously. And as you know, we at Riabu are all about that. You know, we're about saying you can actually affect how you get paid, irrespective of what you may be told. It's not because your customers are malign, it's because of the way you operate primarily. So make fundamental changes, get paid on time, reduce your borrowing. Yeah,
and do just as the big CFOs, big company CFOs are doing. Thanks, Simon.